Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together. To the Journey 8. And I am Reverend Judy Hosner, and I am here with my next door neighbor, little Andrew. Andrew, say hi.
Hi.
Hi. He's not so little anymore. He was when he first moved in. And Bits the Wonder Cat is around here somewhere. Anyway, we're flying this station or this program tonight together now. One thing I want to say is, and I'm going to write Andrew a note, and he's going to be my runner tonight. Ellen, my sidekick, Ellen, is home ill, and so she's probably listening. That's me cutting paper. Isn't that exciting on the radio? Hang on. I've got five different irons in the pan. Doesn't that five different irons in the fire? What does that mean? I've never put an iron in the fire. Have you? So here we go. Now, tonight's going to be a little different, only because so much has happened in the life of this preacher since last we met, which was right around Labor Day. So Andrew's going to run for me and take a note to Irene, who is the intermediary runner person. Okay, so here we go. Tonight, I have a couple of special things, and you have to forgive me because this has been quite an emotional week for me. Several things have happened. Short one, I tried to choke myself. Short two, I tried to trip and fall. And short three, I've got noises coming from who knows where and ceilings leaking in the studio and thunderstorms. We've got thunderstorms all week. So here we go. So I'm going to slow down here and talk so everyone can understand me. I always tell people that we're not the biggest show. We don't have a ton of sponsors. But you know what? God keeps providing. And each week we're here, each other week, I should say, he keeps doing it. So someone needed to hear, someone out there needs to hear what we have to say. And so we're going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it until God says it's time for me to move on. So I'm going to ask all of you to hang on and go for a little walk with me. And first, I want to thank God every day for watching my back. In recent days, my front and my side, I stumble, I fall, I get up. The Lord brings it all back together again. It's amazing. It is amazing. You know, we all have times when it seems like the puzzle pieces of our life just doesn't fit together. And if tonight is one of those nights for you, then know that you're in the right spot and stay with me. Because there may be something you need to hear. So the first thing, second thing, third thing, I want to say hello to my sister, Nancy, who I love so much. I love her more than any sister could. You know, you all have heard her words of wisdom. She's been on the show a couple of times, and I'm going to try and convince her to come back on again here pretty soon as the holidays grow closer, because I have a whole program, holiday program, I want her in. And Nancy, I'm sorry, you just found out about that, didn't you? So let's get this show sort of on the road. Now, the first thing here in this section is we always do updates. I would love to give you updates. If there were, there are a couple things that need that have kind of come together since we've been here last, and that is, if you go on or try to go on the website right now, it's going to say it's inactive, and that is for a good reason. I inactivated it right now because I can't figure out how to put it together. So until I can afford to hire someone to do that, you're just going to have to email me. The email still works. www, that's not email. I'm sorry. Andrew, what's my email? Ah, revjudy@thejourney8.com. He knew it. He was just being shy. Now, for those of you who aren't listening on the phone already and you're trying to find me, the phone number is 716-748-0150. That's how you can reach me via phone if you happen to have something you want to talk to me about, or Andrew. You can talk to us via 888-627-6008, right? Yeah. Don't shake your head. They can't see you shake your head. You got to say yes. It's radio. It's not TV. I did that for the first 6 months. Yes. Okay, so email works fine. Phone number works fine. Everyone should have that phone number, right? I know you do. I don't, but I know you do. It's on here. Look, it's on here. Oh, I'll tell you it in a few minutes. Let's thank God. One moment. Let's take a step back and thank God for the good things. And the good things are that I am in one piece and we are moving forward on the Christmas album. Good things are, hello, Marlene. I hope you're feeling well. And good things are that Christmas album will be done, hopefully, and out on the 21st of November. When that gets closer, I will tell you how you can get it. Now, I had a friend recently, Andrew, that looks fine. He's trying on new gear. I had a friend recently who came to me and asked, how do things in my life get so messed up? I'm forever digging myself out of trouble. Everyone out there to get me. Seems like I can't get a break. Now, does any of this sound familiar to any of you? Yeah? Andrew? So I thought about this and prayed about it. And, you know, I came up with a kind of neat way to remember what you need to do in that case. And do you remember when you were in school? And how when you rode the bus and the bus had to stop for the railroad tracks? And what was the thing the bus driver had to do? Come on, you guys out there. I don't care if you're 50 years old. You know the answer to this. What did you have to do when the bus driver opened the doors at the railroad track? You did what? You stopped, looked, listened, right? Yeah, Andrew's saying yes. Stop, look, listen, and then you go forward. So I thought about that, and I said, well, you know, if you stop, let's use that first one, stop. Stop making everyone else out to be the blame. Take your medicine and move on. Really, be a grown-up. Stop blaming everyone else for your troubles. Not that people can't cause you some grief and hurt your heart, but stop blaming them. Move on. Take your medicine and move on. Look. Stop. Next one, look. Look inside of you to find the answers you keep trying to get others to give you. How often do you say, come on, give me the answer. I just need the answer. Look inside. God speaks to the heart, not necessarily to the mind. He speaks to the heart. That's where you're going to find your answers. Listen to your heart. That is the last one. Stop. Look, listen. Listen to your heart. It's the direct line to God, I'm telling you. And let me tell you, as someone who really knows, when he wants you, he will call you. Trust me. Make it easy on yourself. Listen to begin with. I ran for 20 years. Before I finally stopped and listened. And I'm a better person for it now. Those were not fun 20 years. They were. I mean, there were some fun times. So I have, I've put together this program, and the second half of the program is really a special one for me. And as we move towards that time, I want to remind everyone that life is very short, and we're not guaranteed any amount of time. There's nothing in the Bible. I mean, people come to me all the time. Isn't it true that we're guaranteed 80 years? Nope, can't find that one. Isn't it true that, you know, God promises you from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night, if you're lucky? So the idea is to live in the moment. And this has been the hardest thing for me. and we've talked about this before, is to live in the moment, not in the past and not in the future. Right, Andrew?
Yes.
You take the moment and you make it the best moment that you can. And when I say best, that doesn't mean make the most money, make the most friends. It means make the most time between you and God and be the person that you were created to be. You know, some people are created to sing. Some people are created to do many things. All gifts from God, right? Right. So, the second half of the show, and I'm not going to give you too much information about it right now, I'm going to ask, and here's my regular listeners, I'm going to start that portion of the show with something that you've already heard me say, but the person who's going to be listening to it in the second half, I don't believe has heard it, and I'm hoping it will bring a smile to their face. So the other thing I wanted to talk about, there are two other things. The program or the show in the park, our broadcast from the park, is still underway. It has been raining a lot. I'm hoping it's not raining the day that we plan on doing this, because rain and electrical equipment don't mix. And I'm going to check the weather, but I believe we're still in for thunderstorms tonight. Actually, Andrew's going to run and check so I don't have to turn on anything in the studio here. And whenever there's thunderstorms in the area, we always give the warning that if we go off air immediately or without warning, it's because the equipment here has shut down due to lightning strikes. We try not to. We're still in for thunderstorms tonight. So and it's been booming around. So I just wanted to give you forewarning that I wasn't being rude and just turning off the system. But you know, I can't afford to replace all this fancy stuff that I still am learning how to use. In fact, I learned today that you can't put USB microphones with XLR microphones. See, so every day I'm learning something new. This Sunday I'm preaching at my home church, which is Life's Journey United Church of Christ in Burlington, North Carolina. If you're in the area, stop in. We love visitors. And you might want to stay. Who knows? So there is a banner on the page on BBS, and you can contact me via email or leave a note on the page at BBS, and I will give you the address and the instructions if you're in the area. Also, if you're in the area of Burlington, North Carolina, we have a tradition. Well, I shouldn't say it's a tradition yet, but it will be a tradition of Christmas caroling. We're going to try and get together people and do some Christmas caroling this year. If you're interested, drop a note to Rev Judy at thejourney8.com. Right? Yes. Right. Okay, I'm going to cue up a song out of sequence. And the reason why I'm going to do that is by the time I start with the actual program I'm waiting to do, we may not have time for all the songs I wanted to load. So, Mr. Engineer, my beloved engineer, if you could cue up, there should be a song called Step Out. Tell me if you have it. I like this. It's like magic. I'm in North Carolina. They're in California. And look at, it's seamless. It's magic. So Step Out is the one I'm looking for. Let's see if he found it.
Step out.
God will show you the way. Step out, step out. Why not do it today? God will never ever leave you. Where the grace of God will keep you. You'll have the gift of faith. Step out. God has given you a calling.
I have many pieces of paper on my desk. I am like a beautiful mind, sticky notes all over the place. I wanted to give you the phone numbers again that you can call in on, but my sticky note just left. I love these programs. You just gotta love these programs where nothing comes together. God, love it. You know, it's just one of those things. I'll give you the phone numbers in just a minute when they return from my runner, Andrew, who has them in his hot hands. It is one of those nights. One of these days, and I know it's going to happen, one of these days we're going to be the big shots where we have all these fancy people making schedules, and I'll still mess it up. Did you bring back my piece of paper? As he has a devil dog in his hands. Can you believe that? A devil dog on a Christian radio. No way. No, I don't want to buy it. Okay, so if you want to just listen to me be silly, you can do that by dialing in 716-748-0150. If you want to talk to me, which sometimes people do, that's a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. Now, I'm going to throw a curveball to my engineer because the person who sings this song is listening, I believe. Did Peggy get on the line? Did she get a hold of Peggy? Okay, and they got online?
No, she did. Okay. The listening number.
So I'm going to assume that, Peggy, you are out there. And let's see if I can bother Mr. Engineer for a song that, yes, my mind just went blank. No, it's one by Peggy. Peggy Hennessy, and it's called Read 'Em Up. Hear My Voice. Thank you.
Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. My voice, Heavenly Father, I know that you can hear me.
They're a phenomenal duo that writes their own music and lyrics. And Peg Thomas, we call her Big Peg, and Little Peg does most of the vocals. So Peg, if you're listening, Little Peg, that one was for you. We have, I really want to encourage, if there's a Christian indie artist out there who want their music played, and I know BBS Radio is big on playing indie music, but you can also send me a track or whatever, and we'll get it on for you. I'm big. I'm a non-sponsored recording person myself. And I know how hard it is to get people to listen to your music. And after all, I've got 12 or 13 listeners. I mean, you could be famous. I think it's more than that, but, you know, we'll go with 13. Okay, so here's the deal. There's one other thing that we talked about last show. Andrew, where were you at the last show? You were celebrating the 4th of July. That's where you are, not 4th of July. Labor Day. Anyway.
That was your last song.
I think that was right around the time. Anyway, I had said if you wanted to walk in faith, because last show's program was about faith, challenging the unknown, then drop me a postcard. And I'm going to tell you the address. It's P.O. Box 411, Gibsonville, North Carolina. And that's 27249. And wait a minute. I have a hot thing here. Everybody seems to be wanting me at the same time I'm on the air. What is that all about? I don't know. So if you want to walk on the wild side and you want to be crazy and be on a crazy station or a crazy radio program, then come and co-host with me one night. And you can do that from your lazy boy. You don't have to fly to North Carolina to do that. It's all done through the magic of computers. So here we go. Walk in Faith is what we're calling it. And again, P.O. Box 411, Gibsonville, G-I-B-S-O-N-V-I-L-L-E, North Carolina, 27249. And I have to get a bigger mailbox, so they say, because the post office is mad at me. I got too small of a mailbox. I don't know. What, you know, you can't guess about these things. Let's see where I am now. Well, we're just about time. I'm going to say we got about 7 minutes before the second part of the show, which is the part that that we've been waiting for. I'm hoping that, and the reason why I did this as the second part, because everyone that I wanted to have tapped in is in California. And so I'm giving them, you know, time to get their phones in, and hopefully they're all online. And I'm going to ask, I'm going to check, double check and triple check to make sure everyone is online or getting online. So that we can start this part without running over, because we do have a program right behind us. And so we don't have the luxury of just taking our good old time. So let's see if they answer me back and say whether they're ready or not. Now, one last thing before we start that. I think I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I almost choked last week, week before last, right after the show, on my favorite thing, which was pulled pork at a wonderful restaurant. It had nothing to do with the restaurant. It had to do with me. And I realized that God watches over, what is that saying? Children and idiots or something like that. And I fall into the, well, sometimes I'm a child too. Fall into both of those categories.
You're mostly a child.
Do you think so, Andrew?
Well, mostly.
Remember, you're on the air.
I don't think you can be a child if you know how to work everything in here. And I think you have to be a little older than 18 to be on the air.
Okay, you're walking on treading on loose ground here. Hello to. Who are we going to say hello to? Rosie out there. She's listening. And behave. And so on and so forth. And Ellen, I know you're sick, but you're probably listening. We have actually a lot of people that listen. It's kind of scary in a way. But I want to tell you a little bit about what's going to happen here in a few minutes. And please, those of you who are online, and Mr. Engineer, get your Kleenex out. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it's been a very emotional week for me. I've had a lot of ups and downs and ins and outs. And I truly believe is the adversary trying to whittle me down. And I have the armor of God on me, so I'm not too concerned. I think everybody around me is. I seem to fall a lot, but that's me. So we're going to hope that that the people I want to be listening are going to be tapping in and saying they're ready. And it's more of a feat than we think. You and I can dial a number and it's all, you know, everything's cool. On the other line, on the other end of the line, where we're going to be broadcasting, not so easy. But I'm gonna start with a Thanksgiving, and we should always be thankful. I am very thankful that that I am here. Could easily been a different story. So whenever that happens, and I hope this happens in your life too, that whenever you think it's just about the end and you're thinking, oh, this is it, and you are saved, shall we say? And that's a good word to say, right, Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
It's because there's still something for you to do. There's still something for you to do, and it's not make a lot of money. And it's not going to the next show. It's not, you know, making that big deal land. It is deeper than that. And once you realize that, your life comes into focus. I'm going to assume that we are, actually, Andrew, I want you to do something for me. This is important. You guys might think this is not important, but Andrew, I'm going to put you on the spot. I want you to give me three things that you're thankful for. Tell them.
I am thankful for my family, food, and, well, God, because he does everything for us. Without him, we wouldn't even be alive.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, we're lucky here in America, aren't we?
Yes.
Because you could be someplace where
there's no food at all. And it's just hot.
Yeah.
Scorching heat.
Yep. So we are going to assume the best, right? That God will always be there for us. Okay, so we're going to go ahead. It is 8:40, and that was the read upon time. You know, sounds so contractual, doesn't it? Back in the good old days, and for those of you who don't know how this all came about, I am a transplant from California. LA via San Francisco via here. So back when I first moved there, I wish I knew that everyone was set up on the other side, but we're running short of time, and I'm going to go through with this. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, actually, Andrew, I'm going to put my runner to work again. We're going to call. Look at this. I love this. This is what radio is all about. You know, you got to go with the flow. You can go in the other room and push that and see if you can get a hold of her.
Okay.
And I like it. He's a good co-host. I might keep him. Ellen, you better watch it. Your job's at stake. So we're going to find out if everyone's ready. And in the meantime, I'm going to get my papers. I tell you, I got 1,000 papers here. You just wouldn't believe it. And I want to make sure I did everything right, because when Ellen does come into the studio, she's going to ask me if I got everything right. So let's cue up this. be patient with me out there. I know what I'm doing, really. I just don't have Ellen. I'm lost without Ellen. You know, Andrew's great, but I'm lost without Ellen. Okay. So in 1984, I had just moved to LA. And I was attending a church that had this phenomenal chancel choir. And the amazing part of this chancel choir is that it was only about 13 to 15 people. But when they sang, it sounded like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, honest to God. It's just amazing, the voices. And I wanted to sing with the choir. And I kept coming to church, of course, and became a member and all that stuff. And I kept saying, I want to sing with the choir. I want to sing with the choir. And, of course, everybody's saying, well, go. Tuesday night. Go try out. And did you talk to her?
She didn't answer.
Oh, no answer. So we're going to assume they're out. So they said, go try out or whatever. So I did. Now, you have to understand the reason why I kept putting it off, and I wanted to sing, and I wanted to sing. There was one thing holding me back. The choir director. It seemed that I was scared to death of the choir director. And here's the reason why. She was very tall. I am fun size, meaning I get a kink in my neck whenever I would have to look up at her. So scared to death, I still went, and the rest is history. I showed up, and I am a much more blessed person for it today. That lady became the person we have been showcasing from time to time and is the special guest tonight. I'm going to be playing several of her songs. My dearest friend, Carol Simpson. And by the way, I'm not afraid of her anymore. Not true. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. In 1990, Carol recorded, and for those of you who are regular listeners, I know you've heard this. She recorded an album called All Sides, which really wasn't an album because it was a cassette. Back then, cassette tapes were the hot thing, and CDs were just coming on the market. So for those of you who might not know what a cassette tape is, go ask your grandma, okay? So I was recently loaned a copy of the cassette because I had lost mine, and I digitized the songs as well as I could, and I think the studio has helped make them sound a little bit better. And I turned them into MP3s, and that was the beginning of what I started compiling. I tell you the story because it gives you, for those of you who have not heard it, who are new to this crazy program, gives you a little background for the message that comes a little bit later. In the meantime, I'm honored to spend this part of our show blessing you with one of the most beautiful alto voices I have ever heard. Here's the first cut from her album, and Mr. Engineer, if you can do it, it's called All Sides.
Our God sees all sides of who I am.
She is on. I haven't gotten a confirmation, but I'm going to go ahead and lead into this last part of the presentation. And here's the reason why I wanted to showcase Carol this evening, and I hope that some of her friends are also listening. This past week, I nearly lost a longtime close friend of 31 years, whom I love dearly, to a heart attack and systemic infection. You know, we never think that the day is going to come that you may have to say goodbye to a loved one, or that somewhere we've lost connection with someone so important. I'm sure you've heard many times the stories of this sort, and you say, you know, I'm still young, I'm okay. I'll deal with that when I get old. Well, you are a fool. And if that is your frame of mind, you definitely have a sad road ahead, because have you never heard that your days are numbered and each moment moves you one step closer to your time? Or maybe you're too busy climbing that success ladder, no time for that, too many meetings and a big deal to make. You know what the big deal is you're missing out on? The big deal you're missing out on is the blessing of kissing your babies goodnight and tucking them in, holding your spouse and just saying, I love you, or visiting an old friend you haven't seen in a long time. We all have to say goodbye to family and friends. After all, it's the circle of life. But don't let it creep up on you from behind and rip your heart in two. Don't be so busy or self-indulged that you end up one day a lonely old man or woman that remembers when someone loved you and cared for you. Welcome back to the living, Carol Ann Simpson. I love you, my friend. May God continue to strengthen you, for your journey is not over yet. And I believe that with all my heart. Sometimes, in the slightest moment between life and death, between the dark and the light, God reaches down and says, oh no, my friend, it is not your time. It is not your time to go. It is not your time to leave your family. It is your time to recommit yourself. It is your time to say, I am glad I'm a Christian. And once again, God has saved me. And he saved me for a reason. And I believe that, Carol Ann Simpson. So every day I expect, and so does God, that you get stronger. And that God is your shelter. And I'm going to ask my engineer to cue up a song that I'm sure you remember. And Carol, I hope you're listening, and I hope this makes you very happy. It's, I know, someone that's listening's favorite cut from the album. It's called God Be My Shelter. Getting close to the end, and there's one song for sure, if we can go ahead and cue it up. And this is from a Bible passage, 1 Corinthians 13, also known as the love passage, used in many a wedding, and makes for a beautiful wedding song. Let's take a listen.
I may speak with bravest heart and have a gift to all inspire.
Okay, Carol, well, this one was for you, and I hope it helps you feel better. Amen. Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hosner.